Hiking. Stargazing.
Kayaking.
Fishing.
Adventure.
Adventure. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures Podcast.
Hey guys, I'm Brittany, and this is my lovely husband, Chris.
Hello.
We are joined by our special guest speaker.
Hello.
Amelia Kay. And so we are actually going to be talking about her birthday trip this weekend, or this week. And so we take Amelia and her little sister Daphne on adventures through the United States National Parks, Texas State Parks, or anywhere Chris or I think would be fun. So this podcast is really about the lessons we learned and our experiences and plans for our future trips. So welcome to the
ABCD Podcast, recorded by me.
If you didn't catch that, that's the ABCD Adventures Podcast.
Recorded by Amelia, drinking her cold water, thinking it's tea.
All right, guys, welcome again to the ABCD Adventures Podcast. This is Chris, and I'm going to introduce our adventure highlight of the week, which is a mystery right now, because we've decided that that's going to be Amelia's favorite national park. So, Amelia, You can't have your mouth full of water or tea, whatever that is you're drinking.
Fake tea.
Fake tea.
Okay, so what's your favorite national park?
What's your favorite national park? That you've been to.
What's your most memorable? Like, when you think of going to national parks, what's the trip?
Stop prompting. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go.
Definitely Indiana Jones.
All right.
Okay.
Why?
It was, it was right after, it was just an awesome, like, way to do it. We got to kayak with a ranger. We went to Chicago. Okay. Saying Chicago.
And then what else?
We got the
what about the beaches?
Definitely the beaches. That was my favorite part. The water was so cold, I did not get used to it. We did a long hike. I never hike anymore. My feet get too tired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? You're going on hikes this weekend.
Because she's an old lady.
Hey, I'm already running the entire school on Friday.
Oh, the whole school.
The whole school.
Yeah. Well, I've been running.
Anyways. And. Okay, so tell us about the beaches at Indiana Dunes.
So the water was cold. We went to this one beach when we got there. It had rocks, so I didn't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the second beach this next day. If we do a whole entire hike, we get like a sticker type of thing.
Or the Diana Dare.
Well, honestly, that probably was the best beach we went to.
Yeah, that was the best beach we went to the entire time. I honestly think they bring sand in on that, but it was a sandy beach.
Very sandy.
Yeah, well, they had dunes.
Like a sand, everywhere. Was it a sandy beach or a sandra beach?
Sandy. Sandra beach.
It was a sandy, Sandy McBride beach. So, all right, so Indiana Dunes.
Yes.
Is your final decision?
Answer. Yes.
All right, locked in.
There you go.
The answer is wrong.
All right, so our trivia question for the last time on episode 4 was...
But that's not what's next.
Yeah. Oh, it's not. It's not. Okay.
It's the
joke. Okay.
Oh, I want to do a joke.
What do you call...
Ask Amelia and see if she can answer.
All right, Amelia. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
A park ranger.
That's weird. What do you think, Mama?
Say it again, Daddy.
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
I have no idea. Well, I have no idea. I have no idea.
A no idea. I have no idea. No, don't. Please don't do that.
I have no idea.
Put my hat back on, please.
I have no idea.
Give me that. Yeah, it's not that funny. All right.
Okay. I have no idea.
All right.
What does that mean, Amelia?
this week for trivia.
Okay, Amelia just said IDK, and then I asked her what it meant, and she said, I don't know.
So,
wait, no, the question is...
Last week's answer was what?
The question is, for the world's largest tree by volume, which national park is home?
Wait. Was that last week's?
Yep.
Yes.
So we're giving the answer?
That's the answer.
All right, so the answer was what, Amelia?
Sequoia
National Park. Very good. All right, so our next trivia question. Do you want to say it, Amelia? Hold on.
Yeah,
hold on. Can you read that? Who?
Who is the president? The only president to work the national... As a park ranger.
It's hard to read. We're reading outside, so it's hard to read these.
Do you know
so I'm going to say it again. Yeah. Who is the only president to work as a park ranger?
Well,
I have an idea.
Nope.
Ooh.
Chris said Theodore Roosevelt, so I'll give you all a hint. It's not him.
Oh.
Nope.
Joe Four.
What?
Okay. All right, so... I'm going to say it again. Who is the only U.S. president to work as a park ranger? No. Y'all need to chill. If you have the answer, please message us through any of us, or through any of our...
email.
No. No, our socials.
Yes.
Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok. And it's ABCD Adventures. I think actually Instagram is ABCD Camping. But, you know, it's okay. Or you can email us at abcdadventures2020@gmail.com. And, you know, we'll send you some swag if we have any. So.
By the time.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So, do you want to introduce our next trip, Brittany?
Yes. So our next trip, we are going to Caprock Canyon. I am very intrigued by this one. Like Chris said, we have never been this far. We talked about it today. We have never been this far west in Texas. We've camped this far west in other states, but this is, we normally either stay around DFW or go to the hill country. We don't really camp.
Or on the beach.
We don't really camp outside of our comfort zone, and this is a little out of our comfort zone, but I'm so excited because Chris told me that we could bring Dolly and Daisy, which are our puppy dogs.
Dolly.
We are so super excited because this trip is really going to focus on hiking and kayaking. There's not going to be any like fly fishing or anything. Any fishing we do is pretty much either going to be on a pier or from a boat. There's going to be no fly fishing. There's going to be, let's go visit this winery or this brewery. It's going to be a very remote area. So I'm super excited. It's definitely going to be a different experience that we've had in a long time. It's going to be, I feel like, more like our national park camping. It's going to be more like...
It depends on which national park you go to.
It's going to be more like our national park in like Rocky Mountain, that kind of area, because you have to drive a good 20 to 30 minutes to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Whereas the national parks we've been visiting recently, this past summer, they were within towns. And so I think it's going to be a really neat, it's going to be kind of going back to our roots, I guess you could say.
Yeah. But on top of doing, you know, taking the dogs, which is a new part of our trip that we've talked about doing for a while. This is kind of an experiment. There's also at Caprock Canyon, there's a Texas State Buffalo Bison Herd.
It is the Texas State Buffalo Herd.
Buffalo Herd is located there. And then there's a lot of really good hikes.
I'm super psyched about hiking.
There's one I saw that was like a canyon, and it's like the Fern Canyon.
Yeah, that's why I want to get a little carrier for Daisy. Because let's be honest, those little legs ain't going to go.
No. We might want to clip our nails too before we go. So, what's next on the agenda?
So just know that that's our next trip.
What are we doing next?
All right, what's next?
So, our feature this week is our, I wouldn't say our most recent camping trip, our most recent big adventure, which took place during the fall break of the ABCD school year. And so we did a few different places. But why, Amelia, why did we go where we did on fall break?
It was my big B. I'm kidding. I'm 11 now.
So if you couldn't understand that, because she's a preteen, it was because we went for Amelia's birthday trip. We did three different locations. We left on a Friday night right after work, right after school. We went to Camp Fimfo in New Braunfels,
which we've talked about in the past.
Yes. Then we went to Galveston Island State Park. And then we went to Crystal Beach. But every year, and it's everybody's favorite podcast, we talk to Miss Amelia K. Wilson about camping and adventuring. And so, Amelia, tell us about, and the reason we did this, she picked Camp Fimfo. We technically picked Crystal Beach and Galveston Island State Park because we had a friend of Amelia's mom got married in Crystal Beach, and then we wanted to do a state park
and Amelia's
ahead of time.
And Amelia's OP coach.
They married each other. And then we wanted to do a state park before that. And we're like, hey, let's just go ahead. If we're going to be staying on the beach, let's go ahead and knock out Galveston Island State Park because it's only 45 minutes away. And then so we let Amelia pick. We were like, hey, are you okay with Galveston Island? Oh, yes. Are you okay with camping on the beach? Oh, yes. She was fine with all of that. And then we let her officially pick Camp Fimfo. So, Amelia, tell us about...
Oh, no.
I'm going to get in the fire.
Amelia, tell us about Camp Fimfo.
It's backwards.
Mama. Tell us about Camp Fimfo. Hurry.
We went with one of our... We went with our friends.
The Mixies.
Which
is, what is their thing?
The Mixie Mouses.
There's something on YouTube. I don't know. Once Upon an Adventure.
Yeah, it's no.
Yes, Once Upon an Adventure.
It's Once Upon an Adventure on YouTube. Look them up. Anyways, so we went with them to Camp Fimfo. We got there late on Friday, so there wasn't a lot of stuff on Friday.
No.
But tell us about Saturday.
Saturday, it was kind of, and it was when the eclipse happened. So it was the day there was Sunday and then Monday. Monday was my birthday.
Tell us about Saturday first.
Saturday. So, Saturday, what we did is we woke up in the morning.
Made breakfast.
Raccoon paws. Ate cheese.
Yeah, raccoon paws did eat our cheese and bacon. Raccoon paws is the youngest of the Meeks family.
And Amelia. Okay, after breakfast, what did we do?
And then we went to the pavilion.
Oh, but wait, what was the special thing that we got, Mama? We got something super special for being at Camp Fimfo. Mama really wanted to have.
Golf cart.
We got a golf cart.
They could not fit all of us.
But that's okay. We got two. Okay.
And it was worth every penny.
And so we went down and we did what? What was the first thing we did?
First thing we did is we went to the pavilion.
And we did, they had a craft time, right?
Yeah, they had a craft time. And then we went to go see the eclipse.
Yep.
Saying the best place to, next time we have an eclipse is...
April.
So make sure you have those special glasses for the eclipse.
Yep.
I know I do.
And the state parks were giving them out somewhere. At some of them. So anyways. And then, after the eclipse, we went and got on our swimsuits. And it was October.
Yes.
But we still went swimming.
Yeah. It was cool. People were cheering.
We rode on the slides.
Yeah.
We had a good time. Yeah. Pull your arms into your shirt, please.
Okay.
Yeah, even you're 11, we still have to maintain you. And then, you had to leave early. Why did you leave the pool early?
Oh, I went on a roller coaster.
No, you didn't go on a roller coaster. You went on a, what is it called?
Alpine.
Alpine coaster. I determined the speed, and we went super, I kept it going fast the whole time. I never slowed it down.
So if y'all don't know this, this is the only alpine coaster in the state of Texas. Or it's the first alpine coaster in the state of Texas. It's probably the only one right now.
Yeah.
And it's fairly big.
Yeah.
If I remember
right. Now, I will say, now that I've done it, I want to go do it in the Smoky Mountains. I really want to go when we go to Gatlinburg at spring break.
Have fun with that, babe. Have fun with that. You can go with her, right, Amelia?
You preach it, sister. No.
You don't want to do it? Okay, I'll go with Zach, and then Daphne can go with Kendra.
No.
Yeah, I don't.
So, what are you doing?
I'm going with you.
Okay.
No, I'm going to go with Zach.
Mommy? Mommy? Mommy?
You just
said isn't it about me?
We don't really have. We really don't have a lot of time for y'all to argue over this on the air. Anyways, so after the Alpine Coaster, what did we do?
We went back to our
campsite,
and we ate some lunch,
dinner,
and then we went. And then we got in our costumes.
Because it was around Halloween, by the way.
So we did in October. Like, we purposely did this so we could go. Because both us and the Meeks love
Halloween.
Dressing up for Halloween.
Okay. And Camp Finfo, every weekend at Camp Finfo in October, they provide, or at least plan, a trick-or-treating event.
No, I will say we have been the early October, and we have been mid-October. Definitely go later in October if you want to do the trick-or-treating in your costumes. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, it was very fun. All right, so we went trick-or-treating in our costumes.
Yeah.
And then we went to bed, pretty much.
Yeah? No.
What did we do after that?
We went to go watch Hocus Pocus.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hocus Pocus
And we did a little bit of mini-golf.
Yeah, a little bit of mini golf.
And Daphne scared boys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The men went to the bar. That's right. Yeah.
And there were those, like, teenage boys that, like, screamed when they saw Daphne.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. All right, so on Sunday, we loaded up, and we hung out with the Meekses a little bit at Camp Finfo, but then we loaded up, and we went where?
Mackinac?
No, not Mackinac.
Sorry.
Galveston.
Galveston Island. I just love the drive. My tablet died. Tablet!
Oh, because someone doesn't know how to charge it. Anyways,
know how to charge it. He's just crazy.
We got there a little too late because we stopped to see one of my friends at Green. And then we went, one of my friends from the fraternity at Green. Shout out to Marty. And then we went to Green Hall for a little bit. Had some lunch somewhere, and then we loaded up and went. I got on the road.
This is my like favorite birthday because like it's kind of.
Go ahead, Maya.
It's kind of like a birthday that you never can like.
Go ahead, Maya.
A birthday that you can never. You know that birthdays that you can never remember?
But this is one that you'll never forget.
This is one that I'll never forget. Because it was... This year's the year that I'll never forget. Saying...
Okay. So let's focus on the story. So we went to Green Hall.
Yes.
And then we had dinner somewhere. Yes. Oh, we got dinner on the road.
Yeah.
And then we had some chicken. And then... Stop that with your sweater. You're going to ruin it. Please stop. It's a really nice sweater.
No.
From Mackinac Island.
No.
And then we went to Galveston Island.
We went to go get lunch. We had chicken for lunch. And then for dinner, we had ramen noodles.
Yeah. Yes, and they took a minute to cook, if I remember right. Because where we stayed, we didn't stay in the normal spot, what people would think. We didn't stay near the beach. We stayed on the bay.
Yeah.
So that we could have a better view of the bay. And hopefully have less wind. And Galveston Island State Park, for all its beauty.
Yes, and it's very beautiful. I love the sunset.
The beach side does not have beach camping. Yeah, you're kind of off the beach. So, where you are on Galveston Island, you can drive onto the beach in a lot of places there. You couldn't hear. So, we had a great sunset, right?
Yes.
We went to bed pretty early. It was pretty windy that night.
Yeah.
But we woke up, and it was windy the next morning, too. We woke up the next day, And Amelia had a very special guest star. Who was your guest star?
Shout out to Godmother and Anna.
Mason.
Love you.
So our friend and the girl's godmother, Anna Mason, she arrived on Amelia's birthday.
Oh, wow, you forgot something. Oh. So I woke up like you average.
You forgot this. Oh, Amelia slept in the tent all by herself. This is not a normal thing. She has a little side tent. This is not always a normal thing. On our national trip, she does not do this. But on the little state trip, sometimes she does this. And so she had her own tent, and she slept in her tent by herself. Mm-hmm. And what happened in the morning when you woke up?
You usually do this with your kids, but this was kind of different because it was on my tent, and I didn't know they were doing this. I obviously know. Oh, yeah, my parents, it's...
Spit it out.
It's my birthday, so they're going to, like, decorate my door. So, duh. I didn't know they were decorating my tent. They did it.
And how did we decorate your tent?
We decorated my tent with, like, streamers. My two favorite colors, pink and purple. Shout out to those colors.
Across the front of the tent?
Yeah.
All right, and so... When Anna got there, much later, because it was really windy, so we didn't get to do a lot. It was hard cooking breakfast, so we were able to eat breakfast when Anna, by the time Anna got there and we got her tent set up and staked down.
No, she slept with me.
I know. But usually we don't stake down our tents, but with the wind.
You really wanted to make sure we staked down our tents.
Yeah, because we didn't want things to blow away. She did stay with Amelia the next night. What did we do after Anna got there?
And then we ate breakfast, and then we went to the beach. That's the one thing I wanted to do for my birthday. Go to the beach and have an awesome day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we played on the beach. We found jellyfish.
Yeah.
We played games. Amelia swam in the cold water. Daphne played in the sand. It was fun. It was real fun. And then we went back and we got cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to dinner at where? Where did we go eat dinner at? Tailwaters? It wasn't Tailwaters.
No.
Whale Tails? Mama would know. She's not out here.
She
ran outside. We'll have to come back to it in just a minute when she gets back. But we're thankful. It was good food. It's right across the street from Bubba Gump's and the Pleasure Pier.
Yeah.
I cannot remember the name of it.
I'm upset because the Pleasure Pier is one thing I wanted to do for my birthday. But I kind of didn't want to do it because I had some old folks.
Are you calling us old folks?
I'm calling my father an old folk. Okay.
It was closed that night anyways. Somehow Daphne had lost her sweater and it was really cold. So we were able to go down to we went down to several stores looking for a sweater.
Like,
Galveston Island sweater that she did not need. That I don't know where it is at this point.
I don't know where she loses everything.
Yeah.
I don't forget lots of stuff. I don't forget anything.
You forgot the name of the place when you went to go eat?
No, I don't forget a lot of stuff.
It's something tails.
Fishtails.
Fishtails, that's it. Good job. Fishtails. And shout out to Aunt Anna for buying us dinner. She's awesome.
She bought my dinner.
She bought all our dinners. She's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she is.
Just like your grandparents, though. Let me see. Where are we at? Oh, so the next day, we woke up.
The next day.
We closed down camp.
We closed down camp.
Anna zipped out.
Yeah. We connected our trailer, took a bathroom break, and then we were off on the road.
Yeah, and we took a little 40-minute trip.
Yes.
It was not very long.
Yes.
And it was mostly long because of the ferry ride.
Yes.
But we took a 40-minute trip to Crystal Beach, which is across the street at Bolivar Point. Not across the street, across the bay, pretty much. If you don't know, Galveston Island is an island. It's a barrier island. Bolivar Point is a part of the mainland. So it is a very, very, very beautiful place to go and visit. Yes. So tell me about the... tell me about the ferry trip. Sorry.
The ferry trip, it was Daphne's first one.
It was not, but okay.
It's the first one that she has remembered.
Mm-hmm.
We saw dolphins.
Say that louder.
We saw dolphins.
Was that your dolphin sound?
Yeah.
You're such a nerd. The dogs did not like your dolphin sound.
Hi, baby.
And then let her go. So she didn't start barking. We did see probably about 30 dolphins, it felt like, didn't it?
Yeah.
We saw a ton of dolphins. And that was pretty awesome. And birds and whatever else, just on the ferry ride.
Mm-hmm.
We arrived at Bolivar Point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably within 30 minutes of being on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't very long. And then, you know, we're pulling our trailer. I was worried they were going to kick us off for pulling a trailer across. That wasn't an issue at all. So, just so y'all are aware, you know, pulling a trailer on the ferries is not an issue.
I would say I was riding my bike, not a lot around the beach, only the first day we were there. It was because I wasn't getting used to it yet.
You weren't getting what?
I wasn't used to it, riding it back on the beach.
Riding on the beach. Okay, well, we hadn't gotten that far yet. So, oh, here comes Mama. All right, so...
Sorry, guys. Pops was telling us about my 40th adventure.
Okay. So, we'll get to that later. So, we just made it to...
Crystal Beach?
Crystal Beach.
Yeah.
We talked about the dolphins. And Amelia was talking about riding her bike on the beach and that she wasn't used to it yet. But...
I loved Crystal Beach because it was just chill. Like, normally when we do stuff, like, even at Galveston, like, we wanted to kayak in the bay. We wanted to...
Yeah, state parks offer, like, trails and
classes.
There was no organized activities.
Crystal Beach was just chilling, and I loved it. Because for me, for my ADHD, I needed something to do. So I got to go and, like, do the wedding and everything.
We hadn't gone that far. So we arrived at, we're just
oh yeah,
at
the we arrived. Yes. And oh, we made sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and everybody was coming and checking out our tent. And we will be doing a TikTok of us setting up our tent soon.
Yeah.
And my tent.
Mm-mm. We need to do a TikTok about surf fishing because we learned so much about surf fishing.
Well, we will probably, we'll probably do a surf fishing trip. That may be our, maybe that'll be our Mother's Day trip.
Maybe. That's up to you.
Yeah. Which, because honestly, if I say, okay, I want to go to Crystal Beach, but I want to be able to go to dinner by myself and you have to watch the kids while you surf fish, you'll be okay with that.
Yeah.
I'll be okay with that. I'm going to be stuck with that upstairs and that right there.
Yeah, that's what you would be stuck with.
I won't be stuck with that.
Yeah, you will.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you will.
Anyway.
And so we showed up and it was awesome. So, our friend Josh, who was the groom, his family had all set up their RVs. It was a really awesome little setup. I think they kind of even helped. Had they not been there, I don't think you would have been as confident in setting out your surf stuff.
Yeah, no, I would not have known what to do.
And well, so we kind of got to see. We also got to see what they had. So we went because it was windy.
We didn't even talk about Amelia. I mean, we didn't even talk about kayaking out on the bay at Galveston Island, did we?
Yes, no, we did not.
Because that's where we had fished.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Talk about it, Emily.
We kind of got to fish there.
Wait, so...
And kayak it.
Hold it where I can speak. So we went kayaking on the bay between Galveston and the mainland.
And between the island and the mainland.
The island and the mainland. And, Mama, what was the name of the, it was something
like... I don't know.
Lake Como?
Lake Como, yes, it was.
All right, it was Lake Como.
Shout out.
And,
sat on the little...
And it was peaceful.
Yeah.
It was a nice little kayaking trail.
Super pretty.
Super pretty. The fishing
some great
was,
fishing.
Yeah, it was some great fishing. We just didn't know what we were doing.
Oh, bah.
And the girls got the fish, and Brittany and I got the fish. We had bought a new surf rod or new fishing rod for that. And it was pretty fun. But anyways, back to Crystal Beach.
Okay, so, I have something I want to say.
Okay.
About Crystal Beach.
Go.
So, at Crystal Beach, we went to Crystal Beach. I saw my best friend, and then,
pass it over.
Okay.
Okay, so when we did Crystal Beach, it had been really windy at Galveston, and we'd have trouble cooking breakfast. We'd had trouble cooking dinner, all these things. So we didn't want to try and cook dinner at Crystal Beach because we were thinking, oh, right on the beach, this is going to be awful.
And they were having rehearsal dinner, so the family was all leaving.
Yeah,
the beach
so well, I didn't know if they were going to be at the beach, what they were going to do. So we just kind of wanted to be away from everything. So we found a neat little. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
And it wasn't little.
Tia Juanita's, I think, right?
Something like that. Tia Juana's or something like that.
Hold on.
It was a really good, but it wasn't.
It was a chain. So there were multiples, but Tia Juanita's Fish Camp.
It was a chain.
Oh God, they have one in Lake Charles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called Tia Juanita's Fish Camp. So there's not like hundreds all over the U.S., but there's probably seven or eight in Southeast Texas and Louisiana.
Yeah.
And so, but it was really good. It had amazing food. And then we were able to go to...
Interesting atmosphere.
Yes. And then we were able to go to the big store, mm-hmm. is what it's called. It is literally called the big store. It is one of the coolest stores. I would move down to Crystal Beach just to be able to shop at this store every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's... imagine a Home Depot.
What with like groceries?
Imagine a Home Depot, Walmart, and tourist store had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's exactly what it would be.
Yeah. And a Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it had like a grocery store, then it had all the touristy stuff, then it had all the
hardware area,
all this stuff. It was the coolest. And it had like Chris said, the Chamber of Commerce, like promoting the island.
But the next morning. The next morning was the day of the wedding. So, So Daphne and I woke up early because Daphne was somehow like energized this entire trip.
The whole time Daphne was like, put me to sleep. Like,
yeah. She put herself to bed.
Every night.
For the most part. And then would wake up super early. So she and I woke up early. Brittany is off coffee. So we went. I said, hey, let's go get some bait and coffee. So we drove into town. We got 5 pounds of bait, and I got me some coffee, and we drove back to the campsite, and we set up our rods, and we just sat and we fished. Brittany woke up and she went to go work with the wedding. Amaya did whatever. What did you do? What did you do all day? You played on the beach, but how did you play on the beach? You played in the sand, you played in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ride your bike any?
No.
No?
The only time
they just had a great time. Like, it was one of those, because it was perfect, because a shout out to our friend Kit Butler. Ken was awesome.
Butler?
He was the officiant of the wedding, but he's also one of my dear friends. I've worked with him for 5 years until I left him. I'm sorry, Ken. Don't be mad at me.
Stop all that.
And so he hung out. Chris caught a
jellyfish.
Chris caught a stingray.
Yeah.
Ken caught a big old ocean catfish, and then I caught a little bitty ocean catfish.
And then I caught one too.
And so you're actually not supposed to touch the fins of these catfish. And so we had to be very, very particular. Yeah. But it was super fun. It was perfect because I'm so 80. Like, Chris could sit out by the water and just watch the girls play, knowing that the knowing that there was a chance he could get. So we did a few times. We did paddle the kayak out. I don't think we ever kayaked the bait out, though, did we?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, two or three times.
So Chris would kayak the bait out. So the Josh's family, they had a fishing drone, and they would take the bait out and go far out. And that may be something we do if we go frequently
I asked for a drone for Christmas.
Okay, not the drone, but I'm talking about, like, the rod that we had would not have handled a shark.
No, no. Well, maybe. Who knows?
And so, like, we need a...
baby shark.
We would need a little bit bigger rod.
So, it's here on recording right now that Brittany is saying that we need a bigger rod for fishing on the beach. Do you hear that, Amelia?
Santa Claus.
We need a bigger rod.
Get me an iPad or a phone.
We want to catch sharks. We need a bigger
rod. Did you hear what she said?
Santa Claus.
She said, Santa Claus, get me an iPad or phone.
Because
Santa Claus listens to our podcast. Santa Claus doesn't listen to our podcast.
And second of all, you said you didn't want a phone.
Anyways.
Casey doesn't want you to get a phone.
All right, let's move on with our lives, please.
Hey, ABCD Adventures podcast listeners. You should ask Amelia about Casey sometime if you ever see her.
Okay. Let's finish our story because we're running out of time.
So we had a great, I would actually say the day of the wedding may have been one of the funnest days we've ever had.
Do you think the day of the wedding was a fun day?
Yeah.
We took a shower in one of those outdoor showers.
We did an outdoor shower. So both the...
That was awkward.
Both the groom's family and the bride's family offered their houses to us to take showers. We were not going to do that because we weren't going to impose. So luckily, the bride, where the groom's family was staying is where the reception was going to be. So we didn't want to do anything there. So the bride's family had an outdoor shower. And so we took showers there. We got ready. We did our hair. We did our makeup. Chris was in charge of the music.
I did not do my makeup.
Chris was in charge of the music at the wedding.
And I failed.
No, you did great.
Miserably.
You did great. Amelia and I were in charge of setting up the...
cupcakes and cake.
The cupcakes and cake. It was just so much fun. It was a great time. I will definitely say probably one of the funnest weddings I've ever been to.
And that's when I found out I have very bad missing out anxiety.
FOMO.
FOMO.
Yeah.
She has fear of missing out. Yes, she does.
Because she did not want to go to bed. Like, she was so tired, she was crying. But she was like, I can't leave, Mommy. I can't leave. I'm like, baby, you got to leave. You're so tired. Mm-hmm. But she just didn't want to because she wanted to be around all the fun. Yeah, y'all should have taken a shower tonight.
Yeah. I wonder who she gets FOMO from, Mommy or Daddy.
Well, so what's hilarious is Daphne came to us at like 10:30 and was like, I'm ready for bed. Please put me to bed now. So we put Daphne to bed. And then about 11:30, we realized, okay, Amelia, you need to go to bed. And then about midnight, Chris was like, oh, I'm going to bed. And then about 1:30, because Kendra went to bed about 1, Chase said. And then I went to bed about 1:30. And then Josh and Allison went to bed about 2. But what's funny is we woke up the next morning having every intention of... Okay, we're going to wake up.
Hanging out at the beach.
We're going to hang out at the beach. We're going to have a good time. And we woke up and we were both like, too much fun at the wedding. We're going home.
It's time to go home. And it took us...
They're so old, they took a nap.
Hours to get home. And then we took a nap. Yeah.
We got home.
They take a nap every Saturday.
Sunday.
Every
Sunday.
Every Sunday.
And when you get to be 39 and 41...
And you have to deal, and you have to deal with the kids that are like you and your sister. You'll want
to
take a nap.
You'll understand what it means to take a nap. Anyways,
I'm this great.
Shh, you're about to lose your podcasting rights.
But it was Chris said something, and I really do believe this. It was the perfect combination of our summer trips and our weekend trips. It really was.
Yeah.
But it may have been one of the funnest trips we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was a short trip, it wasn't one of our big trips, so there wasn't like a lot of stress with the big trips. Mm-mm. Which not the big trips are amazing. I love them and we wouldn't trade them for the world. But our short trips, we don't get like they're just short, and so it was the perfect combination of both.
But it was organized like a short trip, like one of the long trips where we only spend a day full day at each spot, pretty much, because we're moving, you know, real quick. If we had not come, if it had not been the state of Texas and Dallas, and we had not come home and turned right around on Friday and gone and done
the state fair
on Friday and then done on Saturday, we had something else.
A tailgate.
And then on Sunday, we had something else.
Family birthday.
And then, exactly. Like, it was just boom, boom, boom. And we'd had some recovery time.
It would have been even better.
It would have been a much better trip memory. I have fond memories. I'm ready to go back to Crystal Beach or any beach and camp and fish again.
I would love to go back to Crystal Beach. So if you're ever wanting to camp on the beach and just see if you like it, I highly suggest Crystal Beach because you pay a $10 parking fee. It doesn't matter what kind, as long as you park something. It could be an RV, it could be a tent, whatever. It is a $10 camping fee, and that lasts for all year. Mm-hmm. So, like, for us, we got it the middle of October. It lasts us until the end of this December. Year. Now, if we go again in January, we have to pay another $10. But again, $10 for the whole year. So, like, I'm going to be going in October for my girls trip. So we will probably go before October just because.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I have to find out if I can bring Amelia to my girls' trip because I think she'd have a lot of fun.
I think she would, but I think...
That's
something we're going to talk about. Anyways, because it's an adult girls' trip.
Yeah, it is.
And there's some adult conversations going on. So,
but thank you so much.
That was our... that was our fall break trip. Do you have anything to add real quick? Hold on. About your birthday and the trip.
Yes, one thing I want to add is that was, it was pretty nice because I was getting used to, like, not being, like, 10 and, like, not being 10 and getting, like, into everything I like.
This is good information. Thank you for adding it.
I kind of liked it because it kind of, like, thinking about, like, oh, I should like this, and, oh, I still like the things I like, but I like.
Do you have do you still, at age 11, how long have we been doing this?
I don't know. Amelia's just rambling at this point.
No, I know. That's why I'm doing a precise
Amelia,
question.
Amelia, do you like doing our adventures?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
Yeah. Do you like, does it make you love beaches more?
And camping.
And camping more?
Camping has always been my favorite thing. Beach has always been my favorite thing.
Okay.
So we're good. We love all of it. Okay.
So.
Long story short, Amelia is in love with whatever.
Yes. On our next episode of ABC Adventures, we really hope on Wednesday night to do a recording on Cap Rock Canyon because we will have been there Saturday afternoon and all day Sunday. Fingers crossed that'll work out. So, yeah.
Are we going to do it on Wednesday night?
No, we're going to do it hopefully on Sunday night.
Then why did you say on Wednesday
night? I'm sorry. I meant to say Sunday night.
All right, let me see this. All right. So... next week, like she said, we're going to be at Cap Rock Canyon. So hopefully we'll have a great presentation about that. Thank you for listening to the ABCD Adventures podcast. We hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit about our Amelia trip.
Yes, with the hill country and the beach.
Mm-hmm.
How was that booger, Amelia?
Oh, it looks like it was tasty.
We're in front of celebrities. I'm a celebrity.
Okay.
You're not a celebrity.
Don't forget to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at ABCD Adventures. Like I said, on Instagram, I think it's actually ABCD Camping.
But anyways, look for ABCD Adventures.
Yeah, it should pop up. Also, email us at abcdadventures2020@gmail.com anytime and with ideas and suggestions and also answers to those trivia questions for topics and trips. Thank you for listening, and remember to go where you feel most alive.